This is St. Louis Public Radio. You may have heard a lot of politicians promise to create jobs and spur economic development, but those calls have become an especially critical part of the race for St. Louis County Executive. That's because the protests over Michael Brown's death brought widespread attention to the economic decline of North St. Louis County. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at what the two candidates for St. Louis County Executive plan to do to build up North St. Louis County and whether their plans can succeed.
The economy of North St. Louis County is truly a paradox. On the one hand, it's where some of the state's biggest companies like Boeing and Express Scripts are located, but it's also home to communities like Wellston and Spanish Lake with particularly high concentrations of poverty. When you add in failed retail centers like the Jamestown Mall and a housing market that's still reeling from a rash of foreclosures, you've already got a tough situation. But the weeks of protests that followed Michael Brown's death delivered a nationally charged urgency to tackle North St. Louis County's longstanding problems. This may explain why the two St. Louis County executive candidates, Democrat Steve Stenger and Republican Rick Stream, pledged at a recent debate to make bolstering North St. Louis County's economy a major priority. The big question, though, is how are they going to do it? Let's start with Stenger. He's promised to reorganize county programs and personnel into an Office of Community Empowerment. It would focus county resources, such as transportation and economic development personnel, on areas of extreme poverty.
And those areas are areas where 40% of the population or more live below the poverty level. And the Office of Community Empowerment would focus on those areas. Now, there's I believe, a moral imperative to do that, but I also believe that there is a real economic imperative to do that for all of St. Louis County.
Stenger wants to personally travel to other states to convince companies to move to St. Louis County. He's already met with a hydroponic fish farming company that wants to build in an underperforming area.
This business alone would bring in about 300 jobs, ranging from $33,000 to about $140,000 for the top spots. And it's that kind of economic development, sometimes base hits, sometimes home runs.
For his part, Rick Stream wants to work with the state legislature and other policymakers to bolster underperforming school districts like Normandy and Riverview Gardens. He sees these struggling districts as an underlying reason for North St. Louis County's troubles.
The county executive can be an advocate for the children in those school districts. He can be up there in the school districts working with the superintendents, for wraparound services through the Children's Service Fund or other funding mechanisms within the county budget.
Stream also wants to make the county's permitting and taxation policies easier. He says that would greatly help foster a good climate for potential businesses.
I think what we have to do is create a climate in St. Louis County where business can grow. And I don't think that's happening right now.
This type of rhetoric may seem like things voters want to hear, especially during an election year. But it's clear the next county executive will need more than just words to fix North St. Louis County's economy. Denny Coleman is the president of the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership. He says he hasn't followed the candidates' platforms to revamp North St. Louis County's economy. But in his view, big-ticket expansions of large companies won't matter that much if young people in surrounding cities and towns can't vie for jobs. He says the next county executive can help by establishing job and life skills training programs.
Bringing a lot of jobs, no matter where they are, to a community and expecting these young people to be able to qualify for them is not going to work.
Coleman says the next county executive won't be able to do it alone. He'll need help from federal, state, and private entities. And the stakes are high. With the region's economic disparities receiving a lot more attention from around the country and around the world, all eyes will be on Streamer Stenger to deliver. No pressure. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.